The sunrise hit the condo with a sharper, clean light this morning. Robert stood on the deck, inhaling the dry, crisp air of the mountain. Virginia emerged slowly, wearing a soft sweater, her eyes bright and clear. "It is a big day, Dad." "The first full week," Robert agreed with her. "Back to the real work." "I feel strong enough," she said, testing her stance on the deck floor. "The fatigue is gone." "We will take it slow," Robert warned, mindful of the months behind them. "One task at a time." Virginia nodded, holding the small medicine bottle like a badge of honor. "The meds are helping. I feel balanced, Dad." Many came out to join, carrying two steaming mugs of black coffee. "The forge is calling," she said with a small smile that met his own. "But the life is first." "Exactly," Robert said, taking a warm cup now. "We move with purpose. No more desperate acts. No more fast money. Just honest metal now." They leaned on the rail, looking out at the hills. The medical crisis had left them softer, but it had also given them a new sense of grounded reality that they lacked. They weren't just the towers anymore. They were a family that had stood against the dark and had come back out to the sun. "Are we ready for this?" Virginia asked the air. "We have been ready," Robert said with resolve. "Since the very first day we decided to be honest." "We have the plan set," Barbara added, walking out with her notepad. "The forge is steady. The books are balanced. We are in the clear. No more thorn threats. No more digital sieges," Shirley said from the doorway with a laugh. "The world has moved on. And so have we, dear." Robert kissed his wife. "Let us get to work. Let us earn our way. One day at a time," Virginia said firmly. "That is the new code. I like the sound of that. It sounds like a future. A real one this time." They looked at the street. The dust swirled around. The path was wide open. "Let us go," he said. "We have a lot to build."